This is an All Ears English bonus episode announcing New York City as our newest adventure immersion location. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. This summer, come and immerse yourself in the urban English adventure in New York City with the All Ears English team. Today, you'll find out why we've added New York City as our next location for this immersion adventure, what we'll do in the program, and how you can be a part of this adventure too.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Michelle, we are here on a very special bonus episode today. Are you excited for today's episode?
I am excited for today's episode. This is exciting stuff.
I know. It is super exciting because, guys, we are here and we are announcing a brand new location for our summer urban immersion adventure happening this summer, right? And drum roll, Michelle, what is that new location we're offering?
New York City.
I love how you said it with the accent. That's fantastic. Yeah. So, guys, we are doing our first urban immersion adventure in New York City. We did the first two this past year in 2017 in Boston, and now we are ready to offer a New York City location. Okay.
Yay.
Yeah, so exciting. And we know you guys are going to be excited about this. We know you love New York. New York has a special place in our hearts. Many of us, and we are going to experience this adventure in New York City. The dates, what are the dates for the New York edition of this, Michelle, this summer?
July 26th to July 29th.
Yeah, 2018. So this year, Michelle, we're calling it an immersion adventure. Why are we calling it an immersion adventure?
All right. So because you're going to be using only English, right? So you're not going to use your native language at all. And you're going to be asked to go out into the city and complete challenges, right?
Yeah.
But don't worry, guys. We will prepare you beforehand.
Exactly. So it's really an immersion because, number one, you're immersed in English, 100% English. That's one of the things that you agree to. Remember in Boston, Michelle, we sat down for our orientation with our students, and that was the first rule, right, of the weekend. We said no native languages, and they were happy about that. They were excited.
Yeah, awesome. I love it. It's really the best way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. So guys, if you want to go right now and look at some of the photos and the 12 testimonial videos of students who have already done this program, you should go over right now to allearsenglish.com/immersion. That's /immersion. So Michelle, let's talk specifically today about this new addition, this new city that we're adding, and why it's going to be especially awesome to do it in New York. Right? So we have three reasons for that. And what's the first one?
All right. So the first one is don't get lost with other tourists.
I mean, how many times a day, Michelle, in New York, do you see tourists wandering around with a map and a camera, completely lost and confused, overwhelmed, or just not quite experiencing the city in the right way?
All the time. It's hard to avoid.
Yeah. I see couples walking around, families from all over the world. But the problem is, I think it's kind of sad because they go there, they spend all this money, they hang out in Times Square, and they never really catch the real flavor of New York, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's so, very touristy. Yep.
Yep. So that's one of the cool things that you guys are going to do. I mean, first and foremost, we are there to get more confident in English. But now that this is in a new place in New York as an option, a new option for you guys, you're going to get to see the New York City from the inside. Michelle lives there. I used to live there. And so we are insiders in New York and we can show you the real one. So you don't need to come and be on the outside. You're going to be on the inside. I love that.
Nice. Yes,
so
yes,
cool.
Yes.
Meet native people, right? See the real places. We're going to take you guys to the real places. Michelle, what are some of your favorite places in New York to go?
I like the High Line. I like Union Square. I love to hang out. You know, I used to be more of an uptown girl because I lived there, but now I spend most of my time downtown because it's more convenient for me, but I love it all.
You're a downtown
girl. How about you, Lindsay?
Yeah, I used to always meet up with friends in the East Village. So mm-hmm. the East Village, and I think I like the East Village because it's a little bit gritty. Like it's a little bit like not so mainstream, not so touristy, not so like pristine. It's it's just like it's a little cheaper and there's lots of Japanese food. So I love that.
There is lots of Japanese food.
Exactly. But the point is, guys, you're going to see it with us. You're going to see it from an insider's perspective and you can't get this on any other tour. And this is not just a tour. It's so much more. All right. So what's the second reason that the urban adventure is going to be especially cool in New York?
All right. Well, it's not just hanging out with people from your own country, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I used to teach English in New York and I would teach in big classrooms and, you know, classrooms of 26 students. And that's great. But often people would branch off in groups after school, they would go and explore the city with everyone else from the class who spoke Spanish. Mm-hmm. Right. And I understand why we'd want to do that. I get it. But that's not what we do in this program. We're all together as a group and you're not speaking your native language. So you're with us and you're with people from all over the world, other listeners of All Ears English. Michelle, any thoughts there?
Yeah, it's great to just, you know, really to make sure that, like we said, that you're not speaking any language but English. And, you know, sometimes if you're hanging out with people from your own country, you can definitely be tempted to do that. And so this really helps with that.
Yeah. I mean, like if you're spending a lot of money in the morning to go and be in a classroom and then you're going out in the afternoon and you're like undoing your work because you're not taking English to the streets, you're only leaving it in the classroom. That's in my mind, that's the wrong mentality. Okay.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So that's the opposite of what we're doing here.
and also it's fun to meet different people from all over the world, right?
Yeah. It's really fun. I remember, especially for the one that you were here for, Michelle, in Boston in August, we had people from where? Do you remember? We had Pontipa from Thailand,
France, Japan,
Germany. What else? Colombia, Brazil, Italy.
Wait, Germany. Germany was.
Yes.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. We had people from all over the place.
Oh, yeah. We had such a fun group. That
Vivian.
Was great.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, Vivian. Oh, I miss you guys.
Yeah, it was so cool. It was so cool. So we had that effect and there was some kind of special chemistry in the group where we came together. We shared
our
cultures and especially the last day, it was incredible the way we came together as a group. And you just don't get this in a classroom, right? So very cool. Michelle, what's the third thing that's going to be so cool about having this in New York? With our newest addition of New York City to this program, you have a truly unique opportunity to see the city with us as insiders and to really immerse yourself in the English language with native speakers. But you need to apply early because the prices will go up and spots will fill up quickly. So go right now to allearsenglish.com/immersion and submit your application so that we can get on Skype and have an interview as soon as possible. allearsenglish.com/immersion.
Well, New York City is the classroom, right? We're going to be outside. We're going to be active, running around the city, right? And they're using the city as the material. So you're going to actually speak to New Yorkers and things like that, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, the city is your classroom. I love that idea. And that was, you know, that's the idea in Boston too. But in New York, it elevates it to a new level because the intensity, right? This is for people who are ready for a very intense experience, but a good and intense in a good way, where you're going to come away and you're going to say, wow, I learned so much. I have moved to another level of confidence. And now I'm ready for whatever I need to do, whether it's a business meeting in English, moving ahead in my career. I'm ready for that next jump because I did this trip. Okay, cool.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, I'm so excited.
You excited, Michelle? You should be excited.
Yes, I am excited. Excited to welcome you guys to New York.
It's going to be so cool. It's going to be so cool. But Michelle, not everyone gets accepted, right? I mean, it's not like we don't just let anyone sign up. Is that right?
Yeah, guys, you need to show us that you are the right kind of student, right? You got to be really motivated and you got to put 100% of energy and enthusiasm into this adventure, right?
Exactly. So what is the key thing that people need to make sure they do when they apply to get accepted, to get an interview, Michelle?
Make sure that you do the video or audio intro step.
Yeah.
Right. Because we're not going to consider your application if you don't have that step. That's a very important one. We got to get a feel for you and your motivation and your excitement.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of people last time, what they did was they made a mistake and they just submitted their, like, the basic application, which is very basic. And then they said, I'll send you the video later. And many people forgot to send it or sent it too late and it was already too late. The trip was full. You know, that kind of thing happened last time. So I don't want that to happen again. Take the time, guys, to turn on the video, turn on the audio, and tell us why you're excited to see New York City with us. You know, tell us why. What about people's English level? Like, what level should they be at, Michelle, to come?
That's a good question, Lindsay. Yeah. Guys, we want you to be at least at the intermediate level, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you want to push higher, right? You want to get to that next level so that you can have those conversations with natives. But, you know, it's more important that you have the great attitude than your exact level, right? We're not going to give you a test, right,
yeah,
Lindsay?
Right. There's no tests here. We just want to know that you can have a conversation because we are going to push you to go out and have conversations with native people that we hire to come with us or with people, you know, shopkeepers, people in the city. So you do need to be able to have that conversation, those conversations. But really, it's about attitude. Are you the right kind of person? Are you someone who's who has a positive attitude, a tough, you know, someone who is going to dig in their heels and really take advantage of this experience? It's the right kind of person. If you are that person, then you should really apply, guys. All right. And so, yeah, don't send your video later. Send it right away. And right. Michelle, why are we so selective? Like, why do we take the time to create the right group?
Well, guys, because this is an intense weekend. I mean, it is fun. It is fun. You're going to be pushing yourself, though, right? This is not, you know, just, you know, sitting in a classroom and then going home and going to sleep or whatever. This is totally a different experience. We're going to be out and about, right? We're going to spend a lot of time together, right? As a small group, right? So the attitude of each person really matters, right, Lindsay?
That's the point. The attitude of each person in the group is going to influence the group. So it's really important. So we have some deadlines here, guys. So now, even though this is happening in the summer, we have an early bird price available until February 1st. Okay. February 1st. That's coming very soon. That's coming in a couple of weeks, guys.
Yeah.
So this is the lowest price. After this, it's going to go up. All right. And we've added a new thing this time. There is a payment plan option to split it into two payments. That's an option too. And we can work that out. We'll talk to you individually about how that's going to work. But what you want to do is you want to go right now and apply right away. Go to allearsenglish.com/immersion. How do you spell immersion, Michelle? Can you spell that out for us?
I-M-M-E-R-S-I-O-N.
Yeah. And when you get on that page, you're going to see photos of the summer, last trips, the summer in Boston and August and October. You're going to see the 12 video testimonials. You're going to get all the details. But the point is, with this program, you're going to get immersed. You're going to speak with native speakers that we're going to join our program, right? In the program, native speakers that we're going to hire to come and work with us. Okay. You're going to get confident. You're going to see results. So again, the dates, what are the dates for New York? Michelle?
July 26th to the 29th.
Yeah, and if you're interested in Boston, the Boston program is also amazing. It's a little quieter in Boston, so if you feel like that kind of environment is more right for you, then Boston is a great option. These are two amazing cities. Amazing cities. Michelle. Oh my God, I'm so excited for this summer. So go on over, guys, one more time, allearsenglish.com/immersion. And then once you click on the orange button on that page to apply, you'll enter your email and then you will get redirected to the application where you enter your name, your age, your email, your career, and then you give us the link to your video introduction telling us why you would make a good addition to our group. Okay, so paste that link in your application. Don't do it later, do it now. All right, and then we'll have an interview. If it looks like a good fit, I will email you and we'll schedule an interview. Cool.
Perfect. All right, looking forward to speaking with you guys.
All right. So excited to see you guys this summer in New York or Boston for the English Immersion Adventure. Awesome. All right, Michelle, can't wait for this. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Have a good one.
Bye. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.